What is lunfardo?
Lunfardo is slang with a vocabulary of around 6,000 words, which emerged among the lower class in Buenos Aires around the second half of the 19th century. Its name comes from Lombardo, the Italian region. And it is associated with the tango culture, which followed a similar process of going from dark origins to being accepted as part of the Argentinian culture. Lunfardo has its origins among the lower class immigrant population arriving in Buenos Aires from Europe and particularly from Italy. And some of these immigrants found themselves quite lost in this new city and became involved in criminal activities. Therefore, Lunfardo had two main purposes. One, communication across different languages. And two, the development of some sort of code that would allow them to have something in common that would prevent the police to know about their illicit activities.
Can you give us a few examples of Lunfardo words?
Well, according to José Govelo, who is the president of the Academia Porteña del Lunfardo, the lexicon of Lunfardo came from in three different ways. One was loans from other languages, so from Italian, for instance. So you will have gamba, which is leg in Italian. Also, bouillon from French, which is soup. But also, there were a redefinition of existing vocabulary. So, for instance, quemar, which in Spanish means burn, was used as meaning killing with a firearm. So that was kind of using, you know, the words in a different way. But perhaps the more creative way of words becoming into Lunfardo was the making up of new words by distorting existing words. So, for instance, the word besre, which is changing the order of existing word, the word revés, became besre in Lunfardo.
So it's said backwards, isn't it?
It says, it's changing the orders because this is not the exactly backwards, but it's changing the orders. And others were kind of mutilated. So, for instance, the word comisario became sario. And other things like, for instance, garpar came from pagar. So it was, you know, changing, playing with the existing words.
What did society at large think of Lunfardo?
Well, the reputation of Lunfardo has undergone the same change as tango, which basically from being not acceptable and very low reputation to become something that is part of the cultural identity, the Argentinian cultural identity. At the beginning, because it was limited to the underclasses, it was not accepted. And when it changed, then it became more acceptable when tango became part of the entertainment in Europe and then regained some kind of prestige and became prestigious in Argentina. Similarly, Lunfardo has had the same evolution.
Is it used these days?
Well, despite its dark origin, some words and expressions have actually entered the mainstream language, but only in a colloquial manner, and it's accepted. And the fact that it's been studied and that its literature and its manifestations in poetry are kind of becoming known is giving it a different life. And this academy that studies Lunfardo looks after not only studying it, but looking at his preservation for the future.
So there's actually an Academy of Lunfardo.
Yes, the Academia Porteña de Lunfardo, created in 1962, actually devotes its work to studying and looking for the preservation of Lunfardo for the future.